In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm going to be looking at two scriptures today, Ephesians 1, which we looked at yesterday, and I'm going to run through that, and then Isaiah 54. Ephesians 1:3. "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, you and me, with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ." Always in Christ. We have been given heavenly gifts in Christ, spiritual blessings in Christ. I remember the time that this woman came to me, and this girl came to me with her father, and she was anorexic, and I said to her, "You've got to eat," and all my words meant absolutely nothing to her. She had heard them before from the doctors. "You're going to die." She heard them before from the doctors. So I said to her, "Let's ask the Lord what he thinks." I said, "Here's the scriptures. Open it up." And what she opened up to is, "Give her something to eat." That was a spiritual blessing in the heavens. And she started to eat. She started to drink milkshakes. I tell you, God knows how to do things. "According as he hath chosen us in him," in Christ, in the Beloved, "he chose you before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Oh yes, faith working through love. "Having predestined us unto the adoption of children of Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure and his will." Oh, we have been adopted children to the praise of his glory and of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. You are accepted in the Beloved. I told you yesterday, you're not a mistake. There's no mistakes, no mistakes. You have been accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption. How? Through his blood. Praise be the blood of the Lamb. Through the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus according to the riches of his grace, and they're infinite. "Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will." What is that? "According to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times," in the Kairos times, "he might gather together all things in Christ." You are in Christ. He wants to gather together everyone in Christ, both which are in heaven and that which are in earth, even in Christ, "in whom also we have obtained an inheritance." Oh, yes, I have an inheritance by my Father in heaven, "being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will." He works all things. Take care of everything, Lord. Take care of everything. "Jesus, I trust in you, in whom you have trusted after that we heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom so after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise." Hallelujah. "Which is the first payment of our redemption." Let me tell you this. We have received the Holy Spirit. We have received the Holy Spirit. "Cease not to give thanks, for you are mentioned of you are mentioned in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation." You have been given a spirit of wisdom and revelation. This comes from the throne of God, a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Wisdom listens. Revelation sees the curtain parting and says things that need to be said. I told you the story about the lady that came with cancer. And I saw a Brillo pad, and I start saying, you know, "Move it out, move it out, move it out. Shake it out, shake it out, shake it out." And exactly, you know, what happened with that Brillo pad, what I saw was that it was all clean, all clean. I can't even remember the words that I said, but that's okay. I know other people are remembering. "So the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, that what the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, oh yes, the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Say it. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. That power is the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me. I'm doing Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren, you that did not bear. Now, I'm going to tell you it's hard to sing when you're looking for a baby and you had no children. And you're looking for this baby to come and you have no children. It's hard to sing. I saw a sign yesterday that says the same thing. You're looking at the storm to pass. You're looking at the storm to pass. Instead, dance in the rain. I tell you, dancing in the rain when you're going through a hard time is so difficult. But even if you move your feet a couple of inches each time, it's better than nothing. And I'm going to tell you, I deserve a D minus in this. I have to hear this myself, that as I wait for the storm to pass, I should be dancing in the rain. And I tell you, that storm will pass more quickly, because I'm not worried about the storm. I'm thinking about Jesus. Sing, O barren one, who did not bear children. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Yes, I remember somebody wrote me an email, you know, with the Brillo pad. I was saying, scour it out, scour it out, scour it out, scour it out. And when she went for the CAT scan, the doctor said, it's gone. It looks like it's been scoured out. That's a spirit of revelation. For thou enlarge the place of your tent, talking to someone that has no children, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. I'm speaking to women who want to have children and you can't get pregnant. I'm telling you a very easy thing, how to get pregnant. Let your husband love you and you love him. Stop thinking about children coming. God will bring forth the fruit of the womb. Stop worrying about having a baby. I prayed with somebody from New York over the phone, and she was so worried. I said, the only thing you need to do is love your husband and let him love you. And she saw through Revelation, she was going to have twins. I said, you're going to have twins. I see two babies. Now, it could have meant you're going to have two babies, one 9 months and another one a year later. It wasn't. I knew they were twins. By the spirit of revelation, I remember the woman who came to me, and we're going to pray for this child. She came to me and she told me how many miscarriages she has had. And there were so many miscarriages she has had. And so I prophesied over her and I saw a baby boy. I saw a baby boy. I said, you're going to have a baby boy. And you know what? After 8, 9, 10 miscarriages, she had a baby boy. His name is Luke. But Luke contracted cancer. So Jesus Christ, you gave me the word about Luke. And I ask you by the power of your blood, Luke, be healed of all cancer. Luke, be healed of every sickness. You were prophesied before you were in the womb. God prophesied through me that you would come, and you came. So in the name of Jesus, let's say it. In the name of Jesus, Luke, be healed. Luke, be healed. Through the blood of Christ, through the blood of Christ, through the blood of Christ. I remember also praying for Christine. Christine had had so many seizures, so many seizures. They said her brain was going to be like Swiss cheese. And so we prayed for her on the day before All Saints Day. In the name of Jesus, we prayed with all the people on the radio, and I said, she'll never take another seizure again. And you know I was wrong. She took one more and never took another one again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the spirit of revelation is so beautiful. When God tells you what to do and what to say and how to say it, that spirit of revelation, but it doesn't come unless you're dealing with people. So this scripture says to the one who's barren, you know, enlarge the place of your tents. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? It's like God saying to somebody, you're going to be moving. Start packing up. And you had no plan on moving. But God keeps on saying, you're going to be moving. Start packing up. So you obediently start to pack your books, pack your things that you don't need, because God told you to do it. It's a spirit of revelation. Hallelujah. God gives us that. Jesus gives us that, the spirit of revelation. That is so powerful, especially when you're praying with people. You know, somebody called me yesterday, and I called her by name, and she said, how did you ever know my name? I said, it came on the phone. It was not a revelation. It came on the phone. It was not a revelation. Then the scripture says, fear not. I'm telling you, the Bible says 365 times in it, fear not, do not be afraid, for you shall not be ashamed. When they didn't have children, they were ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for you shall not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth. How? Because you're going to have babies. And you shall not remember the reproach of the widowhood anymore. Hallelujah. That's why he says, you know, enlarge the place of your tent. It's, you know, it seems crazy. But when God says enlarge the tent, that means it's going to be filled. It's going to be filled. I'm hoping that the school of the Holy Spirit is going to be filled. Going to be filled. It's going to be filled. We have beautiful people coming to speak. Beautiful people coming to worship. It's going to be filled. We'll have new songs. We'll be in the glory of God. The glory of God. For your maker is your husband. Isn't that something? Your maker is your husband. That the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are his bride. The bride of Christ. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Oh, yes, his name is Jesus. And how did he redeem us? Through the power of his blood. Redeemer, we have been redeemed, bought back through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We have been adopted in Christ, always in Christ. We have been given a destiny in Christ. I have not yet fulfilled my destiny. How do I know? Because I'm still alive. And there is a destiny that God has for me and a destiny God has for you. And I'm telling you, you have not fulfilled your destiny. I don't care if you're 97. There is something God has for you to pour out upon people. It might be money. It might be prayer. It might be anything. But I'm telling you, our destiny is not completed because we are not yet dead. So God has a destiny for everyone. Your maker has become your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. When we say the Lord of hosts, what does the hosts mean? It means the Lord of angels, the Lord that have battling angels. Yes, host is the Lord has battling angels. And your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. The one who has redeemed us by his blood is called the Holy One of Israel. What's his name? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, Redeemer of the people. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Holy, holy Jesus. He redeemed me. He redeemed me through the blood of the new and eternal covenant. He redeemed you through the blood of the new and eternal covenant. You are not worth any diminishable price of silver or gold. You are worth the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You are the redeemed of the Lord. And the scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the redeemed of the redeemed through the blood of Jesus. The God of the whole earth he shall be called. For the Lord hath called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit. Remember, she didn't bear children. And a wife of youth when you were refused, says the Lord. For a small moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you back. Yes, for a small moment he hid his face, but with great mercies you're going to get pregnant. Hallelujah. You're going to have children. Hallelujah. You're going to fill the tent with babies. Hallelujah. This is what God promises. I have no children, but I have spiritual children. And you know what? I'm not over it yet. Somebody called me from New York yesterday and wanted my opinion about something. And you know, I said to him, Michael, I wish I could have you come and live with me, but the diocese doesn't permit that. But you know what I'm saying? This is someone that's really, really looking to live his life for Jesus Christ. And he says, can I call you again? I says, of course you can call me again. He said, you know, it seems like I'm looking for something, and as I was really converted in 1993. And you know what? I want more. I want more. I want more. And I'm looking. I go place to place, and it's not for me. The place is not for me. I says, well, we're going to pray tonight that you find the place that is for you and the people that is for are for you so that you might grow as he wants you to grow. He says, I want that. So that's what we prayed for. For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee, just for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. I have mercy on you, says the Lord who bled for you. I have mercy on you, says the Lord who bled for you. In a little while, as this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should be no more and go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee, because the Lord has a destiny for you. The Lord has a destiny for you. Do you understand that? The Lord has a destiny for you. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness will not depart from you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read it again. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. Isn't that wonderful? Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Oh, do we need that mercy? Do we need the mercy of God? Do we need that mercy that comes from the cross of Calvary? Do we need that mercy that we trust in? We trust in his mercy. Oh, maybe the Lord has turned his face from you for a while. It's time to come back. It's time to repent. It's time to say, here I am. And you know what? The Lord says, you pick up where you left. I don't make you walk through anything. You pick up where you left, because I am the one who has mercy on you. I am the one who has mercy on you. That is who I am. I am the one who heals cancer. I am the one who heals heart disease. I am the one who heals diabetes. I remember that we prayed with somebody in the jail, and they were healed of diabetes. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed and tempered and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors and lay the foundations with sapphires. I will make your windows of agates and your gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stone. In other words, I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you rich. But you see, you've got to cooperate. You've got to cooperate. Abraham was rich, I tell you. He was so rich. You know, what do you do with your money? Do you tithe your money? I want to make you rich. But you see, people don't want to cooperate. They want to hold the little that they have. And you know what? It shrinks, the little they have, because they don't give to the Lord the first fruits. But if you give to the Lord the first fruits, I'm going to tell you, those first fruits will multiply. Those first fruits will multiply because the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. And all your children shall be taught by the Lord. Amen. And great shall be the peace of your children. Oh, what greater promise can the Lord give than your children are going to be taught by God Almighty, by the Holy Spirit. Remember, they had no children at this point. Remember, sing, O barren one who did not bear. But then God promises children. Lengthen your tent pegs, you know. Your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear the terror, for it shall not come near thee. Psalm 91. You can do that on your own. The terror of the night shall not come upon thee. Hear the word of the Lord. I have for you peace. I have for your children peace. I will teach your children. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather against you shall fall for thy sake. Who are your enemies? Forgive them, for they will not prosper. Please, forgive your enemies, for they will not prosper. They will not prosper. Behold, I have created the smith that blows on the coals and the fire that brings forth an instrument of his work. And I have created the waters to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Do you hear that? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I have a covenant for you. I have a covenant for you. I have redeemed you. I will teach your children. I will teach your children. I will do all the things I need to do. But you see, you've got to cooperate with me. You've got to cooperate with me. Don't leave me. Maybe I've turned my face from you, but now I turn it back. And you're being told, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Remember what Jesus says, I no longer call you servants. For a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. I call you friends. I tell you, God's got something great for you. God's got something great for you, but you must put up your life. You must put up your heart, put up your soul, put up your tithes. God's got something great for you, for you, for you, for you. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Their righteousness is of me. I'm righteous because I'm in Christ. It's all about being in Christ. I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Say it. Christ in me, the hope of glory. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say it again. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, the Lord shall condemn. Why? Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of the Lord, says the Lord. I tell you, my friends, God has a plan for your life. Jesus is the man with the plan, and it's time to start trusting him again. Remember the sign that I saw, and I'm going to tell you, I get a D-minus in the past. When the storm comes, do not think about it to pass, but dance in the rain. Just dance in the rain, because you know what? As you start dancing in the rain, in the middle of the storm, the Lord will come about, and he will deliver you. And if your dance is only a couple of steps with some music, dance in the rain. Oh, we do a lot of dancing at the School of the Holy Spirit. We do a lot of worship at the School of the Holy Spirit. The glory comes and people get changed by the glory of God. You can come for a day. You can come for 2 days. You can come for the whole week. We are having Danny Stein. He is an evangelist and he preaches beautifully. He preaches his heart out. I heard him preach last year. He preaches his heart out. I'm so glad we got him. We have Maria Vadia, who is a firecracker for the Lord. We have Michelle Aiken, who plays the keyboard, who prophesies. And you have me and Alan. Alan does some of the music. He does most of the music. So I tell you this, kids. You call 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, to learn more about the School of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.